Excited about the news surrounding the Large Hadron Collider? Want to get in on the action with your own subatomic discoveries but can't get to Geneva, Switzerland all that often? Now you can do the same experiments as the professional physicist with HADI, the Little Hadron Collider from WAMCO.
Do you want to know what?
HADI is the perfect gift for any physicist or people who just like to play with potentially dangerous things. Just 1 meter in diameter and operating on a single 9-volt battery, HADI allows the scientist in your family to look for things like the elusive Higgs boson. Just add ice cubes in the hopper and salt water in the reservoir, then flip the switch. Through a series of systems like the Mini Proton Synchrotron, the Super Mini Proton Synchrotron, and the Technorometron, your little HADI can start to unlock the secrets of the universe right in your own home. And HADI doesn't cost billions and take over a decade to assemble like the Large Hadron Collider. HADI assembles in minutes and is available for just 3 easy payments of $99.95. Order your little Hadron Collider today. Shipping and handling not included. 9-volt battery sold separately. Warning, people with pacemakers should not use the Little Hadron Collider.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
204 is the HTTP status code indicating the request was received, but there was no response to the request. Any idea where it went?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts to disregard all safety rules. Here, your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. This is show number 204, just like you said, for January 30th, 2008. If this is your first time listening to Technorama, thank you for joining us. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. We appreciate you giving us your time. Yes. I'm Chuck Tomasi, and that annoying sound on the other side is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
Yes. Actually, I'm good. I'm very good, man.
What is that, the Affirmatron?
Yes. Affirmative.
Wow.
I've got that kind of raspy feel in my voice because of the cold's receding, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Warning, Will Robinson. Actually, it didn't sound like that, but you know. Affirmative.
Coming up in this show, we've got a simple comparison between the MacBook Air and the Commodore SX64. We've got the tech bubble explained in song and some really nice racks. Right after this.
Listen to Technorama, you will.
Something like that.
On this day in tech history for January 30th, 2008. This is January 30th. It's the 30th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are just 336 days remaining in 2008. It was on this date in 1661 that Oliver Cromwell, the Lord Protector of the Commonwealth of England, is formally executed after having been dead for 2 years. The first boat specialized as a lifeboat is tested on the River Tyne on this day in 1790. And it was also on January 30th, 1806, that the Lower Trenton Bridge, which spans the Delaware River between Morrisville, Pennsylvania, and Trenton, New Jersey, is opened. And it was January 30th, 1826, that the Menai Suspension Bridge was opened. The bridge was not the first suspension bridge, but was so much larger than anything previously built that it is considered the world's first modern suspension bridge. The first American ironclad warship, the USS Monitor, is launched on this date in 1862. And it was that same date in 1911 that the destroyer USS Terry makes the first airplane rescue at sea, saving the life of James McCurdy, 10 miles off Havana, Cuba. The world's first radio sound is launched in Pavlovsk, USSR on this date in 1930. And 34 years later, on June 30th, 1964, Ranger 6 is launched. Richard Skrentna writes the first PC virus code, which is 400 lines long and disguised as an Apple boot program called Elk Cloner, on January 30th, 1982.
Peter Lako becomes the youngest grandmaster in chess on this date in 1994, and exactly 1 year later, workers from the National Institute of Health announced the success of clinical trials testing the first preventive treatment for sickle cell disease. Comet Hayakutake is discovered by Japanese astronomer Yuji Hayakutake on this date in 1996. Happy birthday goes out on this date to Franz Ritter von Hauer, the Austrian geologist. And finally, American computer scientist, best known for his invention of the computer mouse, Douglas Engelbart, turns 83 today. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for January 30th, 2008.
Here at Theology Web, sure, we talk about how Macs rule, Linux owns, and PCs, like air conditioning units, don't work when you open Windows. But don't you ever think there might be something more?
So the important thing to understand about Molinism is maintaining the difference between temporal priority and logical priority.
And you thought you were a real geek. TheologyWeb.com. TheologyWeb.com. We debate theology. Seriously.
101. We are back.
Back. Turn around.
Back. Want to start by giving a shout out to Lingo from the Britain Yankee for his donation in the tip jar. Thank you very much, Lingo.
Yes.
Beethoven with a guitar riff in the background. It's a wonderful thing.
Try stopping one before the other.
Heck no, I want to see if I could mash those together. Didn't work. Major failure.
Yeah.
But thank you anyway, Lingo. Also, a follow-up from our Jetsons. Maybe this should have gone in the listener feedback show, but I know that was running a little long.
Yeah,
Mark from Memphis sends us a link to Cyzorg.com. In a news article, the link will be in the show notes. But this is a way to ride your briefcase to work. Yes, it's closer to the Jetsons than you thought. Only it's not a car. It's a little scooter. It's a little dinky mini bike thing.
I want one.
A new mini scooter from Yamaha can fold up to resemble a suitcase on wheels. The Yamaha Bobby, which was recently debuted at the 2007 40th Tokyo Motor Show, will include a variety of internet features yet to be disclosed, mm-hmm. and is turned on with a cell phone.
Okay, the cell phone part, you lost me there. I don't know about that.
I'm not sure about that.
So you got to call the thing even though you're sitting on it?
We'll figure it out. When we have more information on that unique product, we'll let you know.
When the features are released.
Shout out to the chat room. Oh, these people hate us tonight. They've gone with an anime theme.
It's okay.
All right, let's try this. Hayato Kamina SB.
That sounded okay.
Beaker 1, Claudio M, Captain Optimus Prime, Debdrop, Dr. Sesshomaru. D with E 1/2.
I just watched The Karate Kid the other night, so I know some of his names.
And I thought it was Tomagachi, but I'm not even going to wrestle with that one. You win, and Calf won on that one. Lingo! That's easy to say.
Yeah.
Lord Cat, Mad Macross.
Lingo didn't get the memo.
Mark Speed Racer, Missing Intellect, Mr. Seon, Mr. Gadgets, Sango Kukaru. This is not easy. They do this just to mess me up.
Shingami
Frog. Sir Temius. And Zahadoom Packing.
And Zahadoom Packing. What's he packing?
He's packing. Remember he said he was leaving.
Oh, that's right.
He's resigning his post.
As the end of the chat room holder.
And since we've bled Craig's birthday to death, we only have one birthday this week. February 2nd is Chuck from Connecticut. Happy birthday to you. If you also share a birthday this week and you're not on the listener birthday calendar, you can go to the wiki, technorama.wetpaint.com. We'll also have a link in the show notes. Happy birthday to you and anyone else you know that happens to have a Technorama birthday this week. Did that come out right?
No.
Listen, fix it in post, will you?
Yeah, sure. I'll make you sound great.
All right, we've got a little bit of news, and I believe...
Hey, like I always do, I'll make you sound better in post.
Better than I do in stream?
Yeah.
All right, we've got a Chip QWERTY to kick us off.
Kick us, Chip.
AI learns to play Ms. Pac-Man. This is Technorama News. I'm Chip QWERTY reporting. Today, in a paper published in the Journal of Artificial Intelligence Research, scientists announced that they have developed artificial intelligence that can play Ms. Pac-Man. Researchers, obviously impressed with their accomplishment, found that it had an inverse effect on the game characters. As a newly developed program played Ms. Pac-Man, they found that Mr. Pac-Man became jealous and enraged. Pac-Man began drinking heavily and was arrested on public intoxication and aggravated assault charges when officers were called to the scene to find Pac-Man confronting the new AI and Ms. Pac-Man about their relationship. In what is seen as the low point in his career, Pac-Man has been admitted to the Betty Ford Clinic after he recognized his addiction for power pills. Chip QWERTY, Technorama News.
Everyone.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Incaffeinated One said, he said he saw the story and he says he can't think of this as being a high point for AI research either.
What? Didn't you watch the Sarah Connor Chronicles?
I just don't go there yet.
The Turk, man. The thing plays chess.
I'm working on it.
Okay. News from Bookaroo. He's got a website that compares the new MacBook Air versus the Commodore SX64.
And what a fine comparison it is, too.
Yep. Features. Internal DVD/CD player. Neither. Built-in Ethernet port. Neither. SD card slot. Neither. User replaceable battery. Neither. Backlit keyboard. Oh, the MacBook Air has that. And FireWire. Neither.
Yeah. Winner, MacBook Air.
Buy a hair.
Yeah, just barely.
Buy a air.
Just barely.
Okay. Also in the news, we've got, forget crop circles, we've got sheep circles.
Oh my gosh.
It's true.
This is too funny. What are you skipping ahead here?
No, I'm sorry. That was Hacks and Strange Stories. I am skipping ahead. BitTorrent for cars. I was wondering why my links were out of order.
We'll get to the sheep in a minute. You just wait. The BitTorrent for cars is an interesting concept. The concept is that you would have cars that would relay emergency information or traffic information, to other cars within its vicinity. So as they pass along, you would get data that's passed to other cars going in that direction or vice versa. Seems kind of interesting. Actually, there's a standard for it. There's a, what do they call it? The Government's Vehicle Information Infrastructure Consortium. There's a whole standard for this. It's the IEEE 802.11p.
Well, I want to be able to tap into that information before I even get into my car. It'd be nice if you could have a website where you could go and say, here's where I want to go. What are the cars telling me about it? And they go,
get this. I look at it this way. I think we already have an infrastructure for that.
It's called cell phones.
No, it's called the FM band.
It's called cell phones. When I'm driving down the highway and I say, hey, there's an accident, I call people I know at work that are coming the same way. It's not my problem if you don't work with me.
No, here's my plan. If they want to do something like this, why don't they just broadcast it across the FM spectrum like they do album information or in station information to some of the digital FM stations, radios?
Could happen.
I mean, that way they just, broadcast it maybe in a general area or something.
You mean like those signs you see as you go past and it says, 19 minutes to the airport or accident ahead, be prepared to stop. You could see it right on your radio, but then you'd always be glancing at your radio for traffic information.
Well, I mean,
are you talking about voice?
Or something. No, you can have a screen or maybe some kind of indicator that there's a warning up ahead.
I think they have that as a service on most GPSs.
Well, it's just like, when you go to Disney World or one of those places, it says, tuned.
Don't forget to stop at the Magic Kingdom. Mickey will be out at 8 o'clock and
look,
back
you're
by 8:01.
Mocking me now. I've got a great idea and you're mocking me.
What else is new?
No, I'm talking about like the AM channels. They say tune to whatever. I'm just saying that I think you've already got an infrastructure. If they just work it a little bit, they could do something with FM brand digital radios.
You're listening to the BitTorrent channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shall we continue?
Packet 3 and 12 have arrived.
The Bug Labs store is now open, sort of. You remember the Bug Labs?
I want one of these things so bad.
These are the little modules you clip together, and then you can program them up to do a whole bunch of different things. They're sort of like a component. There's a camera, there's a video screen, there's an RF unit.
GPS.
Yeah, there's all kinds of these little things you plug together, and you can make yourself. It reminds me of the Unix utilities. You know, you can take grep and pipe it to filter on that and loop it with that.
Actually, that
and,
is
you know, you can make some.
Yeah, that is actually pretty much it. You can. It's got four connectors, two on the front, two on the back. It has a tiny display with buttons on the edge of it. So yeah, you can theoretically put a display on one side or two displays, a camera, a motion sensor on the other, GPS. You know, yeah, you can mix it up. If you know how to program Java, you can write apps to access all of this stuff. So it's very easy, you know, to talk to the different modules. It's very cool.
The SDK was made available back in December, but it says, for those of you who have zero programming experience, this isn't a great time to buy a bug.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think it's still in a beta form, but as things progress and more people get a hold of these, you're going to see a lot of apps that will run on this. This is awesome. It's a great little platform.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, it's for the hacker, for sure, at least at this point.
For the hacker in you.
Release your inner hacker.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Hacks and Strange Stories and find out more about those sheep.
Yeah, finally.
We'll be right back.
Control your technology. Don't let it control you. At Technology IQ, you'll find the information you need to do just that. Join us for articles, tips and hints, computing for the everyman, and our Live from the Library internet seminars. Technology IQ is a blog and podcast that can put you back in charge. Control your technology. Don't let it control you. Technology IQ, available from Welchwrite.com. WelchWrite.com.
Hey guys, this is Brewmaster Dave from the Britain Yankee.
Hey guys, this is Mark in Memphis.
Hey Chuck and Craig, this is Matt.
Hey Chuck, Craig, Zahadim.
This is Claudio.
Wade from Ottawa here.
This is Scott Reynolds.
This is JT from the GeekCast.
Hey Chuck and Craig, Chris from Seattle calling.
Hey guys, it's Bruce.
Let your voice be heard. Call the Technorama listener line at 206-222-2428.
Strange stories.
Wow, Lenny's going through puberty again. That was just wrong so many ways.
I will.
In the Hacks and Strange Stories, we have a steampunk Naboo fighter.
Yeah, man. It's just, what can you not do with Legos? This is the Naboo fighter, you know, from, of course, the newer Star Wars films. And it is really cool, just the way they got little steam piping out the front of it. And
what is that, popcorn?
It kind of looks like a popcorn string like you put on a Christmas tree. Something like that. But anyway, go check it out. It's cool. It's got little pipes going on.
I'm sure a steam-powered fighter would go real fast.
Hey, now think about this, though, Chuck. Aside from the steam, what if we had a ship that looked a little more like that instead of the nice clean look that they had in those movies? I think that...
What are you talking about, clean look? The whole idea from day one on Star Wars has been the things are beat up. Star Trek has nice clean things. Star Wars is beat up and used.
No, sir, I disagree. If you
look at the Millennium Falcon, it's got scorch marks all over it.
Okay, let me make my point, and you'll see what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is that in the original three movies, which did take place after the more current ones. Yes, things were all beat up and used because that was what they had.
Yeah.
Okay. In the Phantom Menace and whatnot, the Naboo fighter, look at her ship. It was mirrored. It looked
That's not nice a fighter, though. That's an ambassador's ship.
No, I know. But I'm saying all the little fighters and stuff they had were all sleek and clean. What if they had ships that looked like they were dated, like steampunk stuff? That would have been
They would have got their butts kicked if they looked like that.
Well, everybody would have had stuff like that, what I'm saying. You're not following me?
Yeah, but I'm just making interesting conversation.
And that you are. But what I'm saying is if they had like a steampunky look for all the ships instead of the sleek looks, I think it would have been really cool. But I know the point was that once the Empire took place and a lot of that stuff just kind of went in disrepair and, you know, and they had stuff just laying around they had to work with.
All right, let's get on with these sheep.
Okay, I made my point. I won. Okay, let's move along.
Yeah, put one on the whiteboard for Craig, will you? Forget crop circles, now we've got a mysterious sheep circle. This is from the Daily Mail in the UK, and we all know how reliable that is. Yeah. There were strange goings-on on the farm today when a flock of sheep made their own version of a crop circle. About 100 of the woolly creatures formed an orderly ring, baffling the farmer and passers-by. After hearing the roar of the boss's tractor, the animals scattered like a group of naughty schoolboys. Hey. Kind of wonder what they were doing. And, of course, comments are hysterical in their blog. First one is, Bah, ram you. If you've seen the movie Babe, you'll know where that reference is from.
Weird sheep. That's the next one. That's pretty... It's a pointed comment. When you... Flame bait. That's pretty funny.
And the last thing we have in the Hacks and Strange Stories is spring-loaded utensils.
Yeah, you know... why somebody would even think of making these, I don't know. But if you look at the picture, it's pretty immediate to realize that this is made for a food fight.
This is not new.
I'm sure it's not, but it just...
I've been doing this since the 70s. You remember when you go to McDonald's and you get those long spoons that they don't give you anymore? Like they were flexible like this, and we would load them up with Cheerios and stuff and go... and they flicked stuff really nice.
Yeah, so, but those weren't intended to be used like this.
Well, they weren't intended to be used as cocaine spoons either.
Oh, but people did that. Is this another dark chapter in your past?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
At least you sound cool. Anyway, Zing spoons are spring-loaded cutlery intended to give you tactical advantage in food fights. Now, you know, I find myself all the time in food fights.
You got to carry these. I mean, it goes on your bat belt.
Yeah, of course you can't take it on a plane.
Why not?
The fork it's and the knife part.
Well, you could bring a spoon. In case a food fight breaks out on a plane.
Yeah, that happens all the time too. You know, I'm just sitting there waiting for the first person to toss a, you know, bagel.
That happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah. Remember when you had to burn wood or some fossil fuel to cook your food? Remember when you had one phone in your house and it was attached to the wall? Remember when computers filled a room the size of your garage? Technorama remembers.
And Technorama remembers whatever comes our way. And this week it's from Bruce Barr, who sends us links to twospare.com. There's a wonderful... series of ads. Some of these we've seen on CNET, like the 80 meg hard drive for under $12,000.
I like the one where at Honeywell. What the heck is electronic mail?
I think we've seen that one too. That one was from 1981, and guys got this electric burst flying all over the place. The new 16K RAM card that turns your computer into a working giant, only from Chromemco.
I like 2 bytes are better than one. It's like two hot girls looking at this.
Those jerk. Aren't hot girls. Those are like the disco queen. They look like they just stepped out of an ABBA video.
Well, they were hot back in 79.
And the dude's got big glasses and feathered hair.
Huge collar.
We've seen the one for the Penril modem. where you can get up to 4,800 bits per second. I like the Radio Shack color computer ad. Who is that anyway? Charles Darwin?
Where?
In the picture down below from 1982. Oh, it's Isaac Asimov.
Hello, yeah.
I had to read the caption. I didn't.
You know what? These computer companies were pulling out all the stops back then. Remember we saw Captain Kirk pimping the VIC-20?
I like Elvira with a chainsaw.
Hey, baby.
From 1991.
Yeah.
And Bill Gates with, what is it, Excel's 1.0?
No, he's pimping the Tandy.
Back when he was thin.
Yeah, but he's sitting there pimping the Tandy. You remember, we've seen him on there on the internet pimping the Apple too. This is the best computer I've seen. Oh, how times have changed.
Oh, the remember when stuff. If you want a trip down memory lane, follow the link in the show notes. It's a great old time. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
Break it up, Chuck.
Are you going to sit inside scared of that terrorist might attack your city? Or are you going to go out and live your life? Look, up in the sky. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Yeah, we've got our own superhero in the studio. We have Steve Murawski.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a police officer. I'm a guy who's read a lot of law.
Oh, my goodness.
I've read a lot of legal opinions, and I've read a lot of case law.
You know, he's a bodybuilder. He carries around, like, a collapsible baton.
Pepper spray, oleo, resin, capsicum, handcuffs, and the radio.
He's got some interesting gadgets on him.
I'm a member of our police auxiliary.
He looks like a human bullet here. Kind of a cross between Batman and the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz.
There's one little interesting bit here. A shoplifter came running past me, and I managed to throw him to the ground.
I was intimidated by this guy. I was fearful for my life.
You don't want to mess around with a Marine and martial artist.
When you're talking about use of force, if I go and just walk up to somebody and break their kneecap, possibly something more severe, I'm covered by the city for liability.
It looks kind of like he's spoiling for a fight.
Somewhere in the realm of disorderly conduct.
You're not going out in that, are you?
Does it have a rainbow on the front or anything?
How many times have you heard that?
Then I'm in trouble.
Terrific.
Your opinion of that is based on what you just saw.
This is David Levy, amateur astronomer, lover of the night sky, and comet discoverer. You are listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here, in the media corner.
Look at all the stuff people pile in this media corner from the beginning of the show.
Doesn't anybody sweep this area?
Mop.
I'm about to call the after hours janitor.
First one is a link from Joel to a terrific YouTube video about the Star Wars help desk.
The Star Wars help desk.
Yeah. It's got this stormtrooper who takes help desk calls.
TD0013.
I wish it was. He would have done a great job at this.
Yeah.
He would have. They even, what's the greatest story you ever had? Well, there was this guy in the detention cell who had a, you know, coolant leak and everything had to, he had it locked down.
Yeah, right. That's pretty funny.
I'll save the other one for the end, but they get a call that's to the wrong help desk. You can figure out where it should have gone when you watch the video.
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Webcomic from Run. This is call at anvari.org. Technology for country folk.
Log on, log off. It's got putting logs into a wood burning stove.
Yeah.
Monitor. He's there looking at it.
Log on, make the stove hotter. Log off, cooling her down. He's putting water on it. Monitor, keeping an eye on her. This could be technology for youpers, too.
Yeah. Well, especially if you talk like that.
Download. Getting the firewood off the truck. Megahertz. When you're not careful getting the firewood. Got an axe. Should have had a beer in the other hand.
Yeah, right. Well, that'd have been Southern folk.
What's a floppy disk? What you get when you're trying to... when you carry too much firewood. There are 10 of these little comic strips that are pretty good.
Yes, it goes on and on.
Yep, I knew growing up in the UP would have some benefit eventually.
Is that where you grew up?
Yep.
Hmm.
That's why I laughed my butt off when I heard Scott Sigler's ancestor.
Like, oh.
Dude, where did you grow up that you know this accent so well? He said, I grew up in Sheboygan, Michigan, which is on the northern end of Lower Peninsula. I went, close enough.
Oh, so y'all were basically neighbors, right?
Yeah, like 4 or 5 hours apart.
Well, close enough considering the size of the America.
Yeah, you keep working on that. Second thing we've got in the, where are we, the media corner? We've got a trailer, a sneak peek, trailer number one to Star Trek 11.
Yeah, have you seen, did you watch it?
I did.
I think it looks, well, you know, there's not much to it, really, but it's cool seeing them working on the Enterprise.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of, first of all, here we go again with advertising movies that are 11 months away.
Yeah.
Maybe that's all they've got is this footage.
Yeah, it's not very,
insightful.
Yeah, and actually, to get a right perspective, I wouldn't watch it on YouTube. You can go watch it on their website, but it's pretty cool to see all they're doing is welding together. And actually, you know what's interesting? Somebody brought this up, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I didn't think about this." But you know, I thought they built starships in space.
Well, how would you suspend the mass?
Well, how do you support
if the nacelles are subject to gravity? They're gonna collapse and crush.
You'd think they just fall over because the support wouldn't be there. But if you look, you know, it looks like they've got scaffolding up to their to the hull,
uh-huh.
And you can see the buildings. You can see buildings below, like it's near the city.
How do you get that massive Hulk into orbit?
Duh, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, we've got some answers that need questioning. I mean, some questions that need answering in this movie.
Yeah, but if you look at it close enough, you'll see the buildings down below, and it's like, it looks like, you know, there's guys walking on it, and there's like cables just laying on the hull, and lights, you know, light stands sitting there. It's like, they're in gravity, it's not in space. So
yeah, which opens up a whole bunch more questions.
So yeah, go check it out.
All right, we have a song.
Give us your feedback there.
This is actually the audio from a video regarding the tech bubble. You'll get the idea.
Okay.
There's absolutely no bubble in technology.
Get me a CS degree, honor roll, MIT, moved to Palo Alto, opportunity now. Thought I had the perfect plan, took the job at Webvan, traded in my 20s for a worthless pile of tech stock. Suffered through the market crash, lost a giant wad of cash, pink slips, burger flips, would you like some fries? Happy days are here again, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, time to write a business plan so I can be like those guys.
Here comes another bubble, it's a monster rally all around the valley.
First you need a buzzword, then a second and a third, pick at least two industries to revolutionize. Find yourself an engineer, feed him pizza, buy him beer, give him just a fraction of the pie. Need a good domain name, must be cheap, can't be lame, something cool like Macromevo, Wiki, you, Mahalo, Bebo, telephone without the T, dig book with the triple G, make your elevator pitch, cut it up and flip the switch.
Here comes another father, puppy sees a backing, baby lands with backing.
Blog, blog, blog it all, blog it if it's big or small, blog in the Cineplex, blog while you're having sex, blog in the locker room, baby's blogging in the womb, blog even if you're wrong, won't you blog about this song? Launch party, nicely dressed. What's the point? Sausage fest. Blue shirts, khaki pants, looking like a line of bands. Need to get a Facebook page. All these guys are half my age. 29, past my prime. I feel so behind the times.
Here comes another bubble. In a year we swear we'll all be billionaires.
Make your
yourself $1 million, partly skill, mostly luck. Now you can't afford a down payment on a small house. If you want a bigger one, Hillsboro, Atherton, better hope the same thing happened to your spouse. IPO, lucky you, have your cake and eat it too. Private yacht, party jet, why not buy a matching set? Build yourself a rocket ship, blast off on an ego trip. Can this really be the end? Back to work you go again.
Morgan. My name is Wilhelm from Germany. Whenever I am driving home on the Autobahn, I always listen to the Shock Shed Technorama podcast with his little friend Craig Stepp. I think it is wunderbar. Keep on geeking, guys. Auf Wiedersehen. Only ein.
You're listening to Technorama, cause geek is chic.
You know, I gotta tell you that the I do encourage you to watch the video, because they do put in the caption so you can read the words to all that.
Yes.
Tech bubble stuff. It did add a lot to it.
Yes.
We are in the Geek Library, which is fun, because we've been wandering around aimlessly.
Yeah.
The first one is from, who sent us this? Ron Victor. Not Ron Victor, just Victor.
Ron Victor.
From royal.pingdom.com, they posted up some beautiful pictures of equipment racks, servers, and network gear, and
hey, baby.
The cabling is art. Wow. It's clean.
I never thought I would say this. Computer racks are hot.
My only regret is that somebody's going to have to come in and do maintenance on these things and move a device or change a port or switch a card around, and it's just going to totally torque up this thing. Or you're going to spend 2 hours feeding one new cable through.
You know, there's one that last one right there. That is a lot of cables coming through there.
Yeah.
That's quite
the server farm.
Yeah, there's a couple of good ones. There's one down, it's like the fourth one from the bottom. It's got some really dark blue cables. That is fantastic. And that is right there the problem you would have with, like you were saying, if you had a bad cable or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it'd get screwed up because of the zip ties. But you can't really use Velcro for all that. You know, I would say we used to have Velcro, but you can't really.
Most of them look like they're Velcro. What are you talking about?
What?
Oh, no, some of them are zip ties. Then
yeah,
you're
most
boned.
Most of them are. You can't really use Velcro. As soon as you undo it, then it's going to start, you know.
No, it won't. You can't undo it all at the same time, but you can do it in sections, and it'll stay together just right. Fine.
Now, there is some there is some value in definitely in keeping them like that. That looks great. This looks great.
Again, as long as you don't have to do any maintenance. Next up, Bruce Barr sends us a link to a cheat sheet.
Wow.
The top 100 lists of web development cheat sheets. Everything from...
The meta cheat sheet.
The super cheat sheet. Yeah. Client side, server side, blogging, general. We've got it all here at the Clearinghouse Cheat Sheet. Now, this is over at virtualhosting.com with a URL that's too flippin' long to read on the air, or we'd be doing a five-hour show.
Yeah, just check the show notes at checkchat.com/technorama.
Item number one, or item number 81, cheat sheets.
Yeah.
Cheat sheet roundup. Cheat sheet roundup. Oh, man, this is recursive. I can't figure it out.
Well, that's the point.
Recursive cheat sheet.
Yeah.
As long as it's not an infinite loop. That something somewhere doesn't reference this thing, then we're in trouble.
Yeah.
And the final, nope, not the final thing. Bruce also sent us a link to superscreenshot.com.
Superscreenshot.com?
Is that where it was?
What do they do?
Yeah. You can put in a web address and it will take a screenshot of the full page, which is kind of nice because it goes below the fold. Normally, when you do a screenshot on your PC or Mac or something, you get what you see. This is a way to take longer web pages. Like if you go to chuckchat.com, it goes a little bit past the fold sometimes. And the fold being what you can see on the first screen without scrolling at all.
This is a nice deal because just recently I was doing some screenshots from our site, you know, for legal reasons to file it and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this would have been perfect for something like that. However, I had more than just one page, which, you know, requires some scripting, but this would be nice for a one or two shot here or there.
The only issue I had with it is it doesn't do redirects. You have to put in the explicit URL, whatever your final destination is. So if you have a nice short URL that eventually points to something longer, like, you know, expects you to log in or something.
Or a tiny URL.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, it's not going to work. Huh.
Nope. But that's all right. It does the job. If all you need is a screenshot, you can eventually get to where you're going, copy and paste the URL into that thing, and you won't be able to read all the text, even in the largest large font,
right,
or largest large format, but, you know, it gets the point across sometimes if that's what you need.
Sure, yeah.
And the final thing we have in the Geek Library is the Ultimate Gaming Flowchart from Tech Republic. All right, simple flowchart. You found something.
Yes.
Is it alive? Yes or no? You can just arbitrarily answer some of these. We'll see where they go. Is it alive?
You want me to answer them?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it a friend?
No.
Is it scary?
No.
Kill it.
Okay. Like on the other side of you, an answer to a little different. Definitely kill it.
Is it alive? No. Smash it with a stick.
Is it trying to talk to
you? Is anything shiny left?
Yeah.
No. Boring. Find another thing.
Yeah. Does it jingle? Definitely kill it.
So this is a great way to learn your way around just about any RPG.
Keep this handy. Print it out on a little index card. Just keep it with you whenever you go to play a game.
Right. And that's going to take us to the end of the show. We appreciate all of your support. If you want to share, like the thing said earlier, if you want to get your voice on Technorama for nothing else but other than to hear your voice. No, you've got something to say. You want to have a comment about what we have been saying. Give us a call on the listener line at 206-222-2428. Yeah.
Don't forget, since it's still technically January, Craig's calling challenge is still going on. Call in. Make your voice heard. If you listen to Technorama more than one episode, call in. Let us know. I want to hear you.
You bet.
Trying to get some fresh names in here. You know, not that we don't appreciate the people that regularly call in, but I'd like to hear, you know, somebody new for once just to see, make sure everybody's still alive out there.
If you're not in the U.S. and calling that 206 number is going to be horribly expensive, you can do it for free. Load a piece of software called Skype, S-K-Y-P-E, from Skype.com on your computer. Add Chuck Chat to your buddy list and leave us a message. There will be an answering machine that'll pick up, and you can leave it there for free. And it's really good quality, too. If you listen to the latest voicemail show, you know that we had a couple of those. They sounded pretty good.
Yeah, they sound awesome. 100% awesome.
That sounds familiar, but we won't get into that.
Okay.
If you're a regular listener and you really appreciate it, we are doing this out of the love of our heart and our own pockets. We appreciate support in the tip jar. You can do a one-time donation like Mr. Lingafelter did, a.k.a. Lingo from the Britain Yankee podcast. Thank you very much once again.
Lingo.
Or you can do micropayments, just $2 a month. It's simple, it's quick, it's easy through PayPal, and it's secure.
And hey, we're good, but we are cheap.
That's true. That's true.
And we can be.
We want to thank the following people for their time and talent in keeping Technorama going. Mad Marv for all of his blog content during the week. He provides us with great stuff. All the people who donated to tonight's show. Ron, Tomb, Mad Marv. He was also contributing links. Bookaroo. Who else was in there? Mark, Bruce Barr. Gee, we had just a ton of contributions. Thank you very much. Scott Reynolds in Ustream for keeping our modest audio streams going during the Sunday night shows when we do this recording. We also have IRC, what was it, freenode.net. Channel is irc.freenode.net. The channel name is Pound Technorama. Boy, I am stumbling through the end of this, so let's make it less painful than it really has to be.
Or Octothorpe Technorama.
There you go. The show is a proud member of friendsintech.com, and we're also affiliated with Farpoint Media at farpointmedia.net. Till next time, tell a friend about Technorama and give us a binary high five.
101. Till next time, everybody. Yeah, 00000101.
No, I was supposed to record something for the top of the... Oh, yeah, so you could stick it in there and fix it. All right, let me try it. Wyatt.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead and do that, and we got to do one other thing real quick. Right. Go ahead. 204 is the HTTP status code indicating the request was received,
but there was no response to the request. Any idea where it went? Okay. Now can I stop recording?
Nope. I want you to also do... We're going to do a thing for Geek Cred.
Shouldn't that be on a separate recording?
You can. Well, actually, you can if you want. If you don't mind. Yeah, go ahead.
Unless you're editing, you can put it together if you want.
Now go ahead and stop it, and we'll do it. That's separate.